Proclamation number 1077, dated the August 31st, 1939. The Savior's visible presence. Degree of love. Those who seek me will recognize me wherever I encounter them. For their spirit is part of me and thus nothing separates them from me. I will be amongst them in person and the inner voice will disclose my presence to them. And if they then want to serve me, they will remain silent and not announce me publicly. For I will only be present for the child which is united with me in deepest love. I will be visible to this child yet remain hidden to the others if their spirit has not recognized me as yet. Nevertheless, the hour is still undisclosed to you, for only your degree of love leads me to you and into your midst. The legacy I gave to my own on earth shall fulfill itself word for word. Anyone who carries me within himself shall be permitted to behold me, and every word from his mouth will testify to my magnificence, and his voice will sound brightly if it sings my praises and honors me. And as soon as I dwell amongst you, my little children, you need never fear the suffering on earth, for you will no longer feel it so much. One glance into my fatherly eye and earthly suffering will no longer torment you. I come to my own to give them this strength in order to defy the onslaught which penetrates them from outside. The Spirit from me instructs you so that you are likewise able to teach and to nourish and refresh the hungry and thirsty. And wherever you gather together to proclaim my word, I take part and give strength to those who speak in my name. And thus it is I who reveals himself through a human mouth, for I choose my own fighters, and anyone willing to fight with and only for me shall fight with the sword of his mouth. Then he will be victorious in battle, since I will lead him into battle. He who beholds me cannot help but serve me with all his soul. He fears no opponent, fear and despondency are nothing to him, for my image is indelibly carved in his heart and, from then on, it will be the impetus for his highest display of will. And the world will recognize his strength with astonishment. It will oppose him and yet be unable to diminish his will. In constant battle as a courageous fighter he will show many a soul the way to the eternal light, for they will recognize the strength and power of faith in me, the Savior and Redeemer of the world. Amen.